Mrs. Magdalene Masharia from Teachers Estate in Nakuru County looks at her kitchen garden and smiles. She is one of the beneficiaries of the 1 million kitchen gardens, a project which has been adopted by the Kenyan government and is being implemented in different counties with the aim of improving food security in the country and go against the food insecurity tide which has been witnessed in the country as well as the entire world due to climate change. She explains how she and her community have benefited from this.
My name is Magdalene Wangari from Teachers Estate in Nakuru. This project was brought to us by the Ministry of Agriculture. They trained us and gave us seeds of different vegetables, including black nightshade, cowpeas, and spinach. We have embraced this project so that we do not lack food. For now, diseases brought about by malnutrition is now a story of the past in our community. We also obtain potatoes and maize for consumption. Apart from vegetables, we have improved Kenyeji chicken. Some of those chicken are currently laying eggs, so we have enough eggs for food. Also, we obtain meat for consumption from them.
Miss Anne Odhiambo is the Nakuru County's Home Economics Officer. She explains what this project is and its implementation.
My name is Anne Odhiambo and I'm the County Home Economics Officer.
The 1 million kitchen garden initiative is actually a COVID-19 mitigation strategy. The promotion of kitchen gardens is to make available nutritious leafy vegetables at household level. And the vegetable seeds, 7 varieties, we got from a project called Smallholder Irrigation and Value Addition Project. This is an Africa Development Bank and GOK, Government of Kenya, sponsored project at national level. So the 1 million is for the entire country, for the counties where there is that intervention. And I think we have a different support from different entities for different counties. We were targeting 11,460 households and 50 schools. The entry point for the households is through farmer groups, and the entry point for the schools is through 4K clubs mainly, but we also slotted in a few young farmers clubs. Apart from the seed, we also have solar dryers, and this is to promote preservation so that the preservation in times of surplus, you know, most farmers actually depend on rainfall. So there's bound to be oversupply during the rainy season. So that's why we slotted in the preservation segment so that they're able to preserve that which is surplus so that they have vegetables throughout the year. And apart from that, because like some schools may have little space, we are promoting what we refer to as the vertical gardens. So we are giving them some shade net bags, which already have the holes for planting the seedlings, so that they are able to produce the vegetables even where the space is small. And this one is also good for those in urban and peri-urban areas, because we were issuing to every sub-county in the county.
The selected households were given a startup kit of a solar dryer, a shade net, and a 50-liter water tank. In addition, they were provided with 10 grams of seeds of various vegetables, which include amaranthus, kales, black nightshade, cowpeas, and spinach. Nakuru County is among the top 5 most populated counties in Kenya, with a population of approximately 2.2 million residents. This is according to the 2019 Kenya Population and Housing Census report. This translates to the need for more food for consumption. Mrs. Mwangi is a beneficiary of this project and explains how it has secured food for her and her community.
My name is Anne Mwangi from St. John Primary School in Nakuru. The Ministry of Agriculture came to our community. They trained us, the parents, and our school-going children, who take part in the 4K club activities. They gave us vegetable seeds, including black nightshade, cowpeas, and spinach. This has assisted us a lot as a community, since the school has a feeding program and some pupils cannot afford food in their homes, so they obtain a balanced diet in school from the produce obtained in the 4K club's gardens.
A United Nations 2021 Secretary General's report on the state of food security and nutrition, which was published in March 2022, indicated a dire state of need for improved food security and nutrition in the entire world. The report indicated that before the COVID-19 pandemic, the world could not meet the world's food needs. The situation was then worsened and increased the gap of intending to achieve the United Nations Zero Hunger target by 2030. In February 2022, the Kenya Food Security Steering Group, in their annual short-range assessment, reported that there are about 3.1 million food insecure people in pastoral and marginal agricultural areas, which is estimated to be 48% increase since 2021. Explaining the importance of the 1 million kitchen gardens project, the county's home economics officer said it will ensure availability of food and improve the safety and nutritional quality of the food, since the kitchen gardens are the easiest ways people can obtain cheaper and regular fresh vegetables, herbs, spices, and other crops.
So the importance of having vegetables at household level is because households are micronutrient rich. They have vitamins and minerals, and these are the stuff that boost immunity. And we have that variety because different vegetables, of course, have different levels of nutrients. And we are encouraging the populace to consume diversified diets so that they are able to consume a wide range of nutrients to boost immunity, because a healthy body has high immunity, and even when one contracts an infectious disease like COVID, effects are not so detrimental. Recovery is faster. Even for those that are actually unwell, when they eat well, then they recover faster. So that is the whole concept around the 1 million kitchen gardens initiative.
Due to climate change, farmers in Nakuru County have experienced loss of food crops due to drought, floods, and pest infestations due to rising global temperatures. Mr. Amos Lumbasi has seen the impact of climate change.
We used to plant maize year in, year out. And when we harvest, we lack vegetables, since we have only maize. Thus, we lack food-rich and balanced diet. Officers from the Ministry of Agriculture came and trained us on climate change. From that, we learned that the reason why we used to struggle planting maize and harvest small quantities is because we had not known about the impact of climate change on our farming activities. That is when we embraced this kitchen garden farming project, where we can now farm different kinds of food crops for balanced diet. And now, malnutrition in our community.
Gladys Wanjohi is an affected farmer.
My name is Gladys Wanjohi, a farmer from Subukia in Nakuru County. We have had challenges in our farming in the recent past. For the last 2 years, there has been recurrent pest infestation in our maize farms. Every year, there is a surge of pest infestation. For example, this year, the infestation was higher as compared to last year. We spray the farms before we plant and also spray the crops in the farm. But before they mature, we realize that they have been infested by these pests. When it rains, the infestation goes down. I think these pests are brought about by rising temperatures.
Wanapotea kiasi kisha wanarudi. Nadhani wanaletwa na joto.
Due to this, farmers have been urged to practice climate-smart agriculture to mitigate the effects of delayed rains and the unpredictable weather changes as a result of climate change.
Climate change is real. And one of the indicators is that in Molo, the maize used to take very many months, like 9 months, to be ready. But currently, we are having the maize getting ready in 6-7 months. That means the place has warmed up. Yeah. And then we have areas where they do not get as much rain as the rest of the county. They are a little bit low at altitude. Areas such as Lare in Joro sub-county, areas such as Sachangwan in Molo, Of course, Solai in Rongai, where we have been having crop failure when the rains are too little and are not well spread out. Then there are times when we've had excess rain such that sensitive crops such as beans do not do well. And so presently we're actually encouraging farmers to plant beans during the short rains. You see, the rains used to start in March, but these days they start in April or even May.
Employing and practicing climate smart agriculture and improving food security systems in Africa is Africa's Green Stimulus Program number 7. It states that Africa's agricultural programs for adaptation of climate change and building the resilience of farmers to climate-related and economic shocks require additional support, including scaling up climate smart agriculture to enhance food security and agricultural livelihoods. In the United Nations Climate Change Conference of the Parties held in Glasgow in October 2021, that is COP26, there were a lot of issues concerning climate change in relation to the key elements of the African Green Stimulus Program, which anchors on food security. They include the following. Any temperature increase approaching 2.7 degrees Celsius would be a disaster for humanity and many of the planet's species, according to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It indicated in 2021 that even an increase of 2 degrees Celsius would have a major impact on food security and human health. The current food system feeds the great majority of world population and supports the livelihoods of over 1 billion people. However, an estimated 821 million people are currently undernourished, 151 million children under 5 years are stunted, 613 million women and girls aged 15 to 49 years suffer from iron deficiency, and 2 billion adults are overweight or obese. The food system is under pressure from non-climate stressors, including population and income growth, demand for animal-sourced products, and from climate change as well. These climate and non-climate stresses are impacting the four pillars of food security, that is availability, access, utilization, and stability. Observed climate change is already affecting food security through increasing temperatures, changing precipitation patterns, and greater frequency of some extreme events. Food security will be increasingly affected by projected future climate change. Across shared socio-economic pathways, SSPs 1, 2, and 3, global crop and economic models projected a 1-29% cereal price increase in the year 2050 due to climate change, which would impact consumers globally through higher food prices. However, regional effects will vary. Low-income consumers are particularly at risk, with models projecting increase of 1 to 183 million additional people at risk of hunger across the SSPs compared to a no-climate change scenario. Fruit and vegetable production, a key component of healthy diets, is also vulnerable to climate change. Declines in yields and crop suitability are projected under high temperatures, especially in tropical and semi-tropical regions. Heat stress reduces fruit set and speeds up development of annual vegetables, resulting in yield losses, impaired product quality, and increasing food loss and waste. Food security and climate change have strong gender and equity dimensions worldwide. Women play a key role in food security, although regional differences exist. Climate change impacts vary among diverse social groups depending on age, ethnicity, gender, wealth, and class. Climate extremes have immediate and long-term impacts on livelihoods of poor and vulnerable communities, contributing to greater risks of food insecurity. Out of this, it is clear that women play a very vital role in Kenya and the entire world in the quest to curb food insecurity, which has come as a result of climate change. This production is part of African Women in Media in collaboration with the United Nations Environmental Program, Africa Environmental Journalism Program. Reporting for Igaton Radio, I am Florence Chepkorir Chelal.